The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. It is a terrific honor and privilege, and I want to thank her yet again for giving me this opportunity. She is off on a well-needed vacation, and I am the host of my own radio show, The Inside Scoop, out of Washington, D.C., but it is an honor and privilege to be before you, giving you the inside scoop on all I know, and I've been doing some research on Sarah Palin, and I got to tell you, there's a lot here. I may not be able to get done in 3 hours today, but don't worry. We've got tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and lots of time to talk about that and the Republican National Convention. If you have the Republican National Convention on, we'll turn it off. I have a lot more to tell you than anything those talking heads can. And when we get to George W. Bush, I know you want to see that president that has the 20-something percent approval rating. Don't worry. At that point, I'll shut up and you can hear what our accidental leader chosen by the Supreme Court in 2000 to be our president, the one who's run the country in the ground more than any other. Yes, George W. Bush, you can hear what he has to say. I'll be quiet, let you hear that. So turn off the TV, come to me, let me dish on Sarah Palin. And let's talk about, well, there's so much. As you know, there's Trooper Gate, there's Baby Gate 1, there's Baby Gate 2, there's Secessionist Gate, there's Buchanan Gate. And now, as my caller brought up, Dave, he brought up Pledge of Allegiance Gate, so dubbed by Marky Mark Grimaldi. Pledge of Allegiance Gate! She doesn't even know that the Founding Fathers did not write the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, let's go back just briefly to Baby Gate 1. It's the one that Barack Obama said I shouldn't talk about, but I think I should. And again, I'm not really, I'm. Please understand, and if you disagree with me, you know, call in, let me know. You can give it to me, I can take it. Tell me if you think I'm wrong, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. But in my view, it's not about the kids, it's about the policies of their parents. It's about the policies of their mother. It's about the policies of the vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. You know, I worked on the Hill. I worked as a legislative attorney in Congress. I drafted legislation. And one of the things that Republicans really fought hard for was statutory rape legislation. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, you know, I watched those predator things on television, and they're disgusting to me. And, you know, if a guy is doing something to a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old, you know, some 40-year-old man, you know, no sympathy for me, none. But if you got a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old that may be a grade apart in school, I'm not inclined to throw the 18-year-old in jail. I mean, I live in the real world. I don't know what world Sarah Palin lives in. I don't know what world John McCain lives in. But I live in the real world. And you know what? 18-year-olds and 16-year-olds are going to have sex. They are. And in many states in the United States, it is rape. It is illegal. It is a felony in many states for an 18-year-old to have sex with a 16-year-old. Consensual sex. I'm not talking about real rape. Real rape is a disgusting, horrible, violent act. I'm talking about two kids that want to have sex and have sex. Now, you know, do I think every 16-year-old is ready to have sex? No. Is this something that I'm encouraging kids to do? No. Please don't tell me I'm doing that. I'm just saying it happens. All right? I don't encourage anyone to smoke marijuana either, but it happens. And the question is it severe enough to put somebody in jail? Well, when I was on the Hill and I was working on federal laws of statutory rape, I said, you know what? If they're within 2 years of age of each other, 18 and 16, even 17 and 15, Just leave them alone. They're kids, right? They're having sex. You know, if you want to have some school punishment, you want to suspend them from school or, I don't know, make them pay a fine or something. But don't call it a felony. Don't call it rape. Rape is a horrific act. But what's interesting is in this argument, the people that were most against me were the Christian fundamentalists. The people that wanted very strict laws on statutory rape were the Christian fundamentalists. Now, I don't know. I admit, I don't know Sarah Palin's views on statutory rape. I've looked for them. I can't find them. Let's face it, she hasn't given many views on anything. I know that she's for abstinence-only education. I know she's opposed to abortion, even in cases of rape. I don't know her views on statutory rape. But now that her daughter is going to marry a young man, apparently he was 18 when she was 16. It's hard to tell sometimes because the ages aren't clear in the press. But now that they're going to do that shotgun wedding, a guy that didn't want to get married, he has said in the press, but is going to be forced to, I wonder if she wants her new son-in-law to go to jail for statutory rape. Maybe this will be a lesson to evangelical Christians that their policies aren't working, that absence only doesn't work. And again, I'm focused on the policy. I'm really not focused on the kids. So let me have it if you think I'm wrong, but I'm trying to talk about policy here and hypocrisy here. I'm not attacking the kids. I'm attacking those people that have these draconian laws. George from Halifax, Virginia, welcome to Leslie Marshall Show.
Hey, I just read an article that confirmed that John McCain is father of the baby.
You know, I don't think that's true. That one I won't dignify. I don't know. I mean, he's 72 years old. I'm not so sure he can still father a baby, George.
I don't know. Have you seen the women he's been with? He ditched a supermodel for a millionaire. I mean,
well, that's true. And just so you know why he ditched his first wife, don't you, George?
She gained a couple pounds. I don't blame the guy. I would have done the same thing.
Well, yeah, maybe you would have. She had a car accident, is my recollection, and she was somewhat disfigured, and she wasn't a pretty model anymore, and so he had to get a new one, a new model. And now his vice presidential candidate, some say, is, really the same thing. You know, he called her his soulmate, and that made a lot of people shiver just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Was Ted Kennedy driving the car whenever his wife had the accident?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. But thanks for your call. Listen, I want to go over some other things because it's not just there are two baby gates here, and I don't want to confuse one with the other. It's said that the reason they came out and mentioned that Sarah Palin's daughter was pregnant is because she herself had just been pregnant. It's interesting. She's going to have a daughter and a granddaughter at the same time. I started to mention a region of the country where these things happen, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Hey, I'm from Tennessee, originally Nashville, Tennessee, so maybe I can pick on my home state. But, you know, she's having a daughter. She's having a granddaughter at the same time. But there is a scandal, not with her daughter's daughter, not with her daughter's pregnancy, but with her own pregnancy. Did you know that Sarah Palin was in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, and she started labor? She literally lost some fluid. She started to go into labor. But she decided that she wanted to fly back to Anchorage, Alaska. Because, as her husband put it, you can't have a fish picker from Texas. That's an exact quote. You can't have a fish picker from Texas. By the way, all this stuff, it's well documented on my website, RadioInsideScoop.com. If you want all the details, you go to RadioInsideScoop.com, and I've got everything I'm saying here, plus links to prove that I can back it up. I can't back up George's claim of John McCain's fathering anything, but I can back up what I'm telling you today. So she's in labor, and she and her husband want the baby born in Alaska. So she flies 4,000 miles from Dallas to Anchorage, Alaska. Now, a lot of us in the lower 48, I think, don't realize quite how far away Alaska is. The distance from Dallas, Texas to Anchorage, Alaska is larger than the distance from Chicago, Illinois to London, England. Okay? It's pretty far. It is an 8-hour flight with a stop in Seattle. So she flew 8 hours pregnant. Not just pregnant, but giving birth, having labor. Now, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists advises against flying after 36 weeks. She flew longer than the LA-New York distance. LA-New York is only about 3,000 miles. She flew 4,000 miles. And here's the kicker. She didn't inform Alaska Airlines that she was in labor during the 8-hour flight. I guess she didn't want to disturb them. Well, thank God she would have disturbed everyone if the plane had to make an emergency landing because the governor of Alaska was giving birth on a commercial jet. All because she didn't want her child born in Texas? Well, maybe she believes in Alaskan secession, and we'll get to this crazy aspect of her life because, yes, that's part of it. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Texas, but Texas is part of the United States, Governor Palin. It's okay if your baby is born in the United States. You don't have to risk the lives and health of everyone on that flight, and frankly, the life and health of your own unborn child by taking that risk. It's fascinating to me. Here's a woman who says that after conception, it's sacred, that every blastocyst, every two cells that come together as sperm and egg are equivalent to you and me. I mean, this is a woman who, I don't know, I'd love to ask her this question, if she supports the Republican platform that supports amending the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to state that after conception, that blastocyst, that embryo, that group of cells is a human being just like you or me. And if you kill it, well, that's murder. I mean, it would lead, I assume, to death penalty for women that have abortions. And if you cause a miscarriage, well, that's accidental homicide, right? That's the logical conclusion of Sarah Palin's extremist views. She has said that even if a girl is raped, she has to have the child. Well, this is a woman who loves fetuses, right? She gave birth to her Down syndrome child because she wanted to give birth to that child. Yes, there are a lot of wanted, needy children around the globe. She didn't want to adopt any of them. She wanted to give birth to her Down syndrome child. That's fine. That's her choice. But did she really have to risk that unborn child by taking an 8-hour, 4,000-mile flight after her labor had already begun? Is she really that good a mother? I mean, I hate to go after her mothering skills, but that's what we were sold on. We were sold not on her policy skills. We were sold on the fact that she's such a great parent. Is she? And maybe you think all these things are off limit. Maybe you think that these personal questions about her daughter and her pregnancy and all of that's off limits. So in the next segment, I'm going to start talking about something else. I'm going to start talking about Sarah Palin's policy views. Did you know that she, at one time at least, appears to have supported Alaskan secession from the United States? The next civil war, not between the grays and the blues, but between the cold and the hot? That's right. Details of the Alaskan Independence Party and Sarah Palin's ties to it right after the break. And heck, if you want to call in, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie. We'll be right back after this.
Somewhere in there's the truth. Leslie Marshall is looking for it. If you find any of it, call her now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast? Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Here are some of the rules that apply to all WWKB contests, unless the specific contest rules are different. For complete rules, go to KB1520.com or stop by our studios. No purchase necessary. Must be legal New York State resident, 18 or older. Employees of Entercom, sponsors, affiliated companies, other Buffalo area radio stations, their immediate family, and household members are not eligible. One winner per family and household per contest. Can only win once every 30 days or 6 months if prize one is worth $600 or more. On-site entries and mail-in entries while supplies last must be received by the announced deadline, must be handwritten, legible, and include all required information. One entry per envelope. For call-in contests, call the designated phone number. Criteria for winning will be announced. For online contests, criteria for winning will be announced on air or online. Do not rely on delayed online broadcasts. Robotic entry prohibited. When required, club membership is free. One membership per person and per email address. Club member contest entry may be automatic. Requires submitting a specific entry by redemption of points or other means. By joining WWKB's online club, you agree to the terms, conditions, and privacy policy. Not responsible for later lost mail, technical failures, or errors. Decisions of WWKB management are final. Prizes may be subject to restrictions. Winners may be required to present state photo ID, social security number, and sign a liability release. Failure may result in forfeiture. Prizes must be claimed within 30 days. Winner responsible for all taxes. WWKB can substitute with prize of equal or greater value. Prizes not transferable or redeemable for cash. Entry constitutes consent to use your name, voice, and likeness for any advertising or promotional purpose. WWKB may stop or suspend any contest or change these rules at any time, void where prohibited.
My boys are boys. They got me out there at quarterback, so I got a pain reliever for my sore joints. They even had me join their own little band. So I had to get a headache medicine too. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. Advil is my every pain reliever. Works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. So whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
But as for that VP talk all the time, I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does?
What is it exactly that the VP does? What does she do? Does she sit around and wait for the president to die? Maybe go to some really cool funerals? What is it that a VP does? What does VP stand for again? VP. I don't remember, but I might want the job. Just could someone please tell me what it does? Because I'm as good as Hillary Clinton. Because I have ovaries too. Well, not me. That would be Sarah Palin. Of course, I am not your normal host. Your normal host is Leslie Marshall. I am proudly taking her place tonight. My name is Mark Levine. I host my own show called The Inside Scoop out of Washington, D.C. I'm a former congressional attorney, and I am giving you the inside scoop on Sarah Palin. And some people say, heck, Barack Obama said, that it's unfair to pick on her family. Now, I've tried to be clear that I'm picking on her policies that I think lead to family problems. Things like abstinence-only education, things like draconian statutory rape laws, things like prohibiting abortion, even in cases of rape for a teenage daughter. I think those cause a lot of problems. But let's go away from the family. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about secession. Civil War. Now, most of us in the lower 48, we think the Civil War is over. Heck, I'm a Tennessee boy, and other than seeing a few statues of Stonewall Jackson from here or there, or Robert E. Lee, I think the blue and the gray have finally made up. Oh, we disagree on other things. I mean, heck, most of the South is the red states, and most of the North is still the blue states, but we're not killing each other. We're not still debating over whether or not a state can secede from the Union. Aren't we provincial? In Alaska, they're still having that debate. There's a party in Alaska called the Alaskan Independence Party. It is the third largest party in Alaska, after, of course, the Republicans and the Democrats. And Sarah Palin and her husband, Todd Palin, were very much involved with the Alaskan Independence Party in the 1990s. They attended their state conventions, and they were well known by the people in the party. In fact, Sarah Palin has kept such good terms with the party that just a few months ago, in March 2008, she delivered via video an address to them, talking about how she believed in Alaskan self-sufficiency. Why does Alaska have to be self-sufficient? Aren't they part of the United States? Well, not according to the Alaska Independence Party. The Alaska Independence Party wants a vote. They say the inclusion of Alaska in the United States of America in 1958 was done illegally in violation of the United Nations Charter, and they need a vote. They need to vote on independence from the United States. They'd have four choices. They could be independent, They could be a territory. They could be a commonwealth, like Puerto Rico. Or they could remain a state. But they want to have a vote. I mean, and let's face it, there are other places that want to have a vote. Quebec and Canada has had votes on independence. But pardon me, call me provincial. I didn't realize that a state wanted to secede. I didn't realize that Alaska wanted to secede from the Union. Frankly, if there was any state I feared, it was North Dakota. North Dakota has so many nuclear missiles that if they seceded from the Union, we'd never get them back. They'd be the third largest nuclear power on Earth. But Alaska? Alaska, a massive state in size, but with a population about the size of the District of Columbia where I live? Alaska wants to secede from the Union? Well, some people do. And you know what? Hey, it's a free country. People can believe whatever they want. But they really believe in secession? Apparently, Todd Palin is a huge, huge fan of secession. He's been a member of the Alaskan Secessionist Party, the Alaskan Independence Party, for many, many years now. And their slogan is Alaska First. Alaska First. Not United States First. Alaska First. It sounds like a pretty whacked off out position. I mean, I knew she wanted to take the polar bears off the endangered list because she, you know, she likes to hunt them. I knew that. I knew that. And, you know, any woman who wants to kill polar bears can't be all good. But are we really going to have to fight a war with Alaska? Now, I'm sure she doesn't want to talk about this. I'm sure she's toning it down. The Republicans came up recently with her party registration saying, well, she's been a Republican all these years. Well, that's not what the people in the Alaskan Independence Party thought. I mean, maybe they only registered her husband and they didn't register her, but they thought she was a part of the movement. They still did. They asked her to give the address at their convention. Now, I don't know many governors that would give an address at an opposing party's convention. I didn't hear George Bush speak at the Democratic National Convention. And you know what? I don't think Barack Obama will speak this week in Minneapolis. Usually you don't speak at the convention of a party that you disagree with. So is she really a secessionist? Well, we're just going to hide that part. We'll just hide her secessionist instincts. We won't talk about that very much. Are we really going to have an American president that's a secessionist? Will Jefferson Davis win the day? I'll tell you something. We have on the line Elliot from Philadelphia, who has actually met Sarah Palin. And we're going to hear what he has to say right after the break. So please hang on with me, Elliot. I haven't met Sarah Palin. I'm learning all about her. You have. I am very curious to know what you have to say. If you want to call in, 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? No, it's true. They cover tons of other things like hot air balloons, unicycles and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But Geico can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, Geico now offers insurance on more than just your car.
Geico, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
And now for the bonus round. If second place is the first loser, who came in last?
Billy.
Correct. Nothing rhymes with orange. What color are my boxers?
Duh, they're blue.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent DVDs?
Netflix, with plans from only $4.99 a month.
Correct! Netflix! Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Plans now from only $4.99 a month and never a late fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix, it's that easy.
WWKB Buffalo.
Today, let's talk about driving. Let's talk about commuting. You think yours is tough? I got news for you. Everybody thinks theirs is tough. Take the pizza guy. He not only has to do his commute, but once he gets to his job, he's got to go right back out there in the middle of your commute to get some guy a pie in 30 minutes or less. Fact is, our cars and trucks just got to take it. That's why there's Good Wrench and Go. It helps your Chevy continue to take it. Good Wrench and Go is happening right now at your participating Chevy dealer. Just head down their Good Wrench service lane. With Good Wrench and Go, you'll get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one tidy package. With fuel prices the way they are, taking proper care of your Chevy can help you spend less time pumping and more time driving.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it at Goodwrench & Go at your participating Chevy dealer. One way to know if Goodwrench & Go is right for you, visit Goodwrench.com and click on Chevy.
Life is busy enough without running around town to find a sale. If you pride yourself on being a smart shopper, you should know about a place that's raised the bar on smart shopping by cutting out the middleman. Direct Buy sells virtually anything for the home or office at manufacturer direct prices. Whether you're updating your current home or building a new one, Direct Buy can save you thousands of dollars that traditional retailers use to pad their prices. Buy direct from over 700 top manufacturers at 30, 40, or even 50% off the best retail prices on almost everything you need. Whatever it is you're shopping for, appliances, cabinets, flooring, every time you buy, you're going to get the best quality at the best price with Direct Buy. But you have to become a member. To get a visitor's pass to a local showroom and a free insider's guide to buying direct, call 800-670-4445 or visit exploredirectbuy.com. That's 800-670-4445, 800-670-4445. Or exploredirectbuy.com.
Do you think getting a good job in Buffalo is a lost cause? Are you an employer who feels that all of the best job candidates have left the city? Are you employed but having problems? The answers, along with many other job-related issues and topics, can be found on Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on KV Radio 1520. Join expert host Joan Gracie, president of APA Solutions, as she explains exactly how Buffalo can work for you. Call Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings at 9 on KV Radio 1520.
On September 18th, the Create-A-Thon gives back to those who always give. Local advertising agency J. Fitzgerald Group has teamed up with area printers and media partners like AM 1520 to donate creative talent, time, and resources to the marketing needs of worthy local charities. To find out more about Create-A-Thon and the charities they aid on this special day, just visit jfitzgeraldgroup.com. AM 1520 is proud to be a part of Create-A-Thon and proud to live in a community supported by so many great charities.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is not Leslie Marshall, of course. This is Mark Levine. Leslie Marshall is on vacation, but she has given me the honor and privilege of filling in for her. I know that I can't quite fill her shoes, but I'm going to try. And just because I'm a guy that's taking over for a woman doesn't mean that women can't call in. I've only had guys so far. And frankly, I really need a woman's perspective. I mean, after all, John McCain chose her for you. For y'all, for all you women out there, what do you think? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Do you think she's as good as Hillary Clinton? Because I think it's an insult. On the line, I have Elliot from Philadelphia. Elliot has actually met Sarah Palin. I can't say I've done that. I've met Hillary Clinton. I've met Ted Kennedy. I have never met Sarah Palin. Hockey mom, Sarah Barracuda, basketball player, ex-model, ex-Miss Mississippi, runner-up to Miss Alaska. Tell me, Elliot, what do you think of Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin is a wonderful lady. When she flies aboard the aircraft, she's very hospitable, very congenial. She's a very, very nice young lady. She's very good-looking, too.
I have heard both those things that she has. In fact, I will read to you a comment from the Fairbanks News Miner. I have this comment right here. This is the editorial from the Fairbanks News Miner, the main newspaper in Fairbanks. The editorial writes, "Most people would acknowledge that, regardless of her charm and good intentions, Palin is not ready for the top job. McCain seems to have put his political interests ahead of the nation's when he created the possibility that she might fill it. It's clear that McCain picked Palin for reasons of image, not substance." Agree or disagree, Elliot?
I think that's exactly right. John McCain wanted to get the votes of Hillary. They won't be voting for Hillary, so he thought he'd cash in with a little sympathy using Sarah Palin. That's very clear.
Will it work?
Very clear.
Will it work?
I believe it will.
Really? You
will
do?
Because the females in America are emotional creatures.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
They don't go by logic and reason. They go by emotion.
You know what you're doing? You're pushing all the women who are sitting here listening to me quietly to call in. Come on, women, defend yourselves from this guy. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. You don't really think that women are going to fall for this, do you, Elliot?
I, I do believe that the women will turn out and give her much sympathy. They're already crying about the 17-year-old schoolgirl that's pregnant.
Oh.
It's obvious that they're going to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
I couldn't disagree with you more, but I'll tell you what, Elliot, I've got a woman on the line. I want to hear what she has to say. So thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Gabrielle in Pennsylvania. What are your views?
Well, my views are that it's very refreshing that they chose a lady who was disenchanted with the ways of America to the point that she wanted to secede from the nation, and she decided that even though she does not have all the Harvard degrees, that she's going to fight for what's right, and she grew from the ranks, and she became the mayor, and she was respected, and then she eventually became the governor. And what's wonderful about her is that she's actually been able to be in the job of balancing the budget, on helping her subjects get some monthly payments, which she does with a bounty of Alaska, and making sure that she knows how to run a house well, economically sound, which is Alaska. Mr. Obama has never been ever in office to run anything, and I bet you that his wife, Michelle, runs the household budget. And to say that she has no experience, Ms. Palin, in running anything is ridiculous and it's petty. And I'm glad that she stands for the women of America, and she would be an example of how we women can, if we're unhappy, turn to politics and turn this country on its head.
Well, Gabrielle, listen, you could definitely work for the Republican Party. You've got the mantra down strong. But let me ask you some questions here. Did you support Hillary Clinton, or are you basically a Republican?
Yes. I was absolutely behind Hillary, but I would never, ever support Obama.
Okay, now let me ask you about this, all right?
Here.
Because Hillary Clinton, in her speech, she said some very powerful words. She said, did you do this for me, or did you do this for the ideals for which I stand, for the kid with autism, for the guy in the military that needs the GI Bill? Do you believe, did you agree with Hillary on the issues, or did you disagree with Hillary on the issues?
I believe in many of the issues that Hillary believed in. I mainly believe on the health care thing.
Well, let's talk about health care. Hillary Clinton supports universal health care. Barack Obama supports universal health care.
No,
Sarah
not.
Palin does not.
He does not.
Well, what he supports, we'll be clear.
Oh.
What he supports is making health care available for everyone at an inexpensive price. Give them the same, he supports giving Americans the same rights that members of Congress have.
No. Mr. Obama is speaking from both ends of his mouth. He's saying universal care. By definition, universal means that everybody has to put their dime on this health care, and it would have to be obligatory, which is what Hillary wanted.
Right.
But he's saying, yeah, if you want to. Therefore, he's bringing us back to exactly where we are and making sure to perpetrate this back.
But Gabrielle, hold on. If you care about health care, I will agree with you. There was a slight distinction, and I considered a fairly slight one, between Hillary Clinton's plan and Barack Obama's plan. And you could argue, if you're a big Hillary Clinton supporter, that she covered 100% and Barack Obama only covered 95%. But Sarah Palin supports the status quo. She supports the insurance companies. She supports the HMOs. She supports that if you're 5 years old with leukemia and you're poor, you just have to die or go to some emergency room and use up all their facilities. Sarah Palin supports the George W. Bush health care plan, right?
Well, the health care plan of Mrs. Palin, which is what has been been used until now with Mr. Bush, has not let people die in the streets.
Sure it has.
And therefore, there's still a health care plan, and nobody's out there. Even Mexicans could come and deliver a baby, and they're not going to be left out in the street to rot. And therefore, there is a system.
I got to tell you something, Gabrielle. Pardon me, but I'm having difficulty believing you. I'm having difficulty believing that you really were a Hillary Clinton supporter, that you really believed in universal health care, and now you're turning around saying, well, the Bush plan is just fine. It's okay. 50 million people without health insurance, that's okay. If people lose their fingers or something.
Mr. Obama is supporting, without really saying in many words, he's a hypocrite. He's actually supporting the status quo, which is the system that we have right now.
Gabrielle, he's not. Obama's plan is 95% Hillary Clinton's plan. What else besides health care? What do you care about? Do you care about bringing the troops home from Iraq or not?
Tell me how you are perceiving Mr. Obama as being different from what George Bush is.
There's a thousand ways.
What?
For one thing, George Bush gives all our taxpayer money to rich corporations. Obama's going to give it to us. He's going to give a tax cut to anyone who makes under $170,000. All right? George Bush robs from the poor and gives to the rich. What do you think No Child Left Behind is about? You take from the poor schools that need the money and you give to the rich schools. You have George Bush. What does he do? He gives all of our taxpayer dollars with no bid contracts to Halliburton. Heck, we lost $7 billion in cash in Iraq. Do you know how much, I mean, tractor trailers it takes to carry around $7 billion? Look, if you're a Republican, if you believe that all the money should go to the rich, if you believe that poor kids should just die on the street, that's okay. You're a Republican. That's your choice. But to tell me, I can't believe, Gabrielle, that you can be I don't think there's any woman on earth that is a Hillary Clinton supporter, that is a Sarah Palin supporter, unless the only thing they're looking out for is ovaries. They could not be more different on gun control, on abortion, on education, on health care, on the war in Iraq, on taxes. You name it, Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin are diametric opposites. So listen, if you support everything George Bush and Dick Cheney is doing, yes, you will love McCain Palin. We'll have more war, more deficits, more money to the super rich. If you support that, then go ahead, vote Republican. But please don't tell me you were a Hillary Clinton supporter and now you're a Sarah Palin supporter. I just don't buy it. I'll tell you what, we've got to take a break, but I've got other people on the line and I want to hear from you. Agree or disagree. You can bring it on. You can disagree with me. Don't feel bad about doing it. I'll tell you what, I've been told we do have a little bit of time for Sarah's call. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah, I was going to take a break, but I'm told we have time, so let's go ahead. Are you there, Sarah from Connecticut?
I am.
Good, please. Yes, what do you think?
I totally agree with you. I disagree with Gabrielle. I'm a 33-year-old mother of two, and I am a Hillary supporter, but I'm totally against Sarah Palin. There's no way that I would vote for her. I was undecided. When Hillary dropped out and I was waiting for a vice president, and when I found out Sarah Palin was Republican, I just went over to the Obama side. I'm pro-choice, I'm anti-gun, I'm for gay rights, and she's just completely the opposite. And I think that most women are disappointed with her and her views.
I think it's an insult to women. I think John McCain looked around and said, who has ovaries? You know, if he wanted a woman there were women in the Republican Party, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Now, I don't agree with her politics at all. I mean, she's also, anti-choice, pro-life and pro-guns and, absence-only education. I don't agree with her politics at all, but she shares the politics of John McCain. She happens to be a woman who's, a bit older. I guess she's not as young and attractive as Sarah Palin, but she's a woman with experience. He didn't pick a woman with experience. He went around and he said, all right, where is a conservative evangelical Christian woman who is a governor or a senator? Well, there's only one. Sarah Palin, step up to the plate.
It's ridiculous. Like you said, the whole secession thing, I mean, I just can't believe that they would do something like that. I would have probably thought secondly about voting if it was Tom Ridge or Joe Lieberman in there, knowing that Joe Lieberman is independent. But now there is no way that I would even think about voting. And I know a lot of people that I talk to say that there's no way that they would vote for her. And these are females, like that. I don't think she stands up for women's rights. It's more, I think she's just, doing whatever she has to do and just to get in the office. And I'm disappointed in just being a woman that, that they would even throw this in our face. I think it's just, it's a joke, I think.
There will be a time. There will be a woman president. Hillary Clinton can run again. And also, one of the things I've always hoped is I would love Barack Obama to choose her for Supreme Court justice. I think that would be a dream job for such an intelligent lawyer like Hillary Clinton. The thing about Hillary Clinton was she was a great leader. And she was a woman, but she wasn't a great leader because she was a woman. She was a great leader who was a woman. And the same thing about Barack Obama. He is a great speaker. He is a powerful orator. He's got terrific ideas, and he happens to be half African-American. And what the Republicans don't seem to understand is that it's they who are playing identity politics, not Democrats. I remember when Clarence Thomas was chosen, and there were a few, not too many African-Americans that said, well, he's African-American. How bad can he be? and I know that they regret their views. Sarah, thank you very, very much for your call.
You're
I'm going to
welcome.
Take that
thank
break
you.
That I said I was going to take, but stick around. We've got other callers. We've got other things to talk about, Sarah Palin. More on the Leslie Marshall Show, 888-6-LESLIE, right after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast? Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 866-500-MEGA. That's 866-500-MEGA. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 866-500-MEGA. 866-500-MEGA. For affordable health insurance, call 866-500-MEGA. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If Wall Street makes you nervous, here's our prescription, a dose of the Dollar Doctors. Their supply and demand approach leads to rational decisions. Several ways to listen to the Dollar Doctors, live Saturday mornings at 10 on WWKB 1520 or online at sapriston.com, or hear the reruns Saturday nights at midnight on KB. Those times for the Dollar Doctors at 1520 WWKB, 10 a.m. and 12 midnight Saturdays, or on sapriston.com, live Saturday mornings at 10 or archived anytime. The Dollar Doctors.
Why do I choose non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer, but when my allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when my son scores a soccer goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This, of course, is not Leslie Marshall. This is Mark Levine. I host the Inside Scoop out of Washington, but I am very proud, very honored to be filling in for Leslie Marshall all this week. So hopefully you'll be continuing to listen in. I have on my website, radioinsidescoop.com, a long list of things that Sarah Palin has done. I got to add one more. One of the callers brought up that she didn't know where the Pledge of Allegiance was from. I don't even have Pledge of Allegiance Gate on there, but I've got Trooper Gate and Baby Gate 1 and Baby Gate 2 and Secessionist Gate. Yes, she and her husband particularly once supported a party that wanted Alaska to secede from the United States. Wow, that's some whacked out stuff. And I haven't even gotten to her support of Pat Buchanan in the presidential campaign of 1996. We'll get to that. I actually have Pat Buchanan's own words on the subject, so stick around. We will get to that. But I got to tell you, I appreciate your calls. Keep them coming. 888-6-L-E-S-L-I-E, 888-6-LESLIE, or 888-653-7543. Feel free to call in whether you agree with me. Feel free to call in if you disagree with me. But I got to tell you, after talking with Gabrielle, I'm convinced she's a plant. I just think that she's truly a Republican. She came on the air and she said, well, there's no difference between Barack Obama and George W. Bush. And I was just wondering what planet she was living on. You see, most of these Republicans call in and they want to pretend that they're Hillary Clinton supporters. And you know what? If you're a Republican and you believe that, you know, the rich should just get richer and the poor should serve the rich, you know, that's your principles. I'm not going to talk you out of them. You're going to vote for John McCain. But please don't pretend to be a Democrat. Don't pretend to be a supporter of Hillary Clinton, and then it turns out you're a Republican. If you believe in universal health care, you want Barack Obama, not Sarah Palin. If you believe in privatizing Social Security, you want McCain Palin, not Obama Biden. If you believe that we need to spend billions and billions of dollars on corrupt people in Iraq and waste 4,000 American lives and 30,000 wounded and spend 100 years in Iraq and have bases there, you're a Republican. You want McCain Palin. If you think it's time to bring the troops home, well, then you support Obama Biden. But one thing that can't be true is you can't support the policies of Hillary Clinton and then support McCain Palin. It just doesn't make sense. Not to me, at least. We have Dan in West Seneca, New York. Dan, welcome to the Leslie Marshall Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Sarah Palin, to me, shows how desperate the Republicans have become. I think they're afraid of Barack Obama. I think they finally realize that he's the real deal. When he picked Joe Biden, it shows that he is not afraid to have an equal as his partner in the White House. Where when I look at Sarah Palin, I don't think John McCain could handle having somebody equal to him in the Oval Office. I think that he's shown throughout his whole career that he has to be the big cheese. It's all about him. It's all about what he wants. It's all about how he is going to conduct business. And I think it probably will prove that he won't be effective and he's not electable. I think she was a desperate pick. I think she's probably a very nice woman. She's probably a wonderful mother. And I think she was used. I think she's a pawn. They're splitting the populace. Women are going to vote. There's a segment of women that are going to vote for McCain just because she has a woman on the ticket.
Really, Dan? Really?
Who are
these women? I mean, if they're Republican women, they were going to vote for McCain anyway. I'm not talking about Republican women. Do you really think that a Hillary Clinton supporter can go 180 degrees, a woman who's pro-choice can support someone who says that if a 13-year-old girl is raped, she has to have the baby?
I think you're asking me an interesting question, and I'm going to say, and the women are going to hate me, but I think he resorted to a dirty type of politics. He picked Sarah Palin to counter Barack Obama. Historically, Barack Obama is going to be the first minority elected to the highest office in the land. And he picked Sarah Palin not for what she brings to the table. He picked her because she is a woman. Intellectually, she's not on the same level with him. He can dominate her.
Of course not. It's
right.
So
of course not. You're
cynical. Well, no, but it's so cynical. Look, you know, Barack Obama, you know, first of all, Barack Obama wasn't the first minority. It kind of depends on how you define minority. I mean, you could argue that John Kennedy was the first minority because he was the first Catholic president. But what's fascinating about John Kennedy is that he ran for president of the United States and said, yeah, I'm Catholic. But I'm still your best president. I'm the best guy for it. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you what I'll do for president. Yeah, I'm Catholic, but I'm not running to be the Catholic president. I'm running to be president of the United States. And Barack Obama has done the exact same thing. A lot of people don't even know this. Barack Obama didn't even use his race to get into Harvard. He got into Harvard totally on the merits. He became the editor of the Harvard Law Review totally on his merits. And he became presidential nominee for the Democrats on the merits. I mean, he is someone who is, I think, the most powerful speaker of our time. I actually think he's better than Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton is very good. Barack Obama wants to be president of the United States, not president of black people.
I agree.
And what John McCain is doing is he didn't pick, like I said, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And I'm not advocating for her. I disagree with her policies. But she is someone who, you know, has a basic knowledge of what's going on in the world. She's not Sarah Palin, someone who was mayor of a town of 5,000 people who apparently was very good at getting pork for her town, but doesn't know what a VP is supposed to do. I mean, did you hear her say that? What's a VP supposed to do? I just want someone to tell me.
As for that VP talk all the time, I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does?
Thank you, Mark. What is it exactly that a VP does?
Yeah, she doesn't have a clue. She's really being used. And you know what? Years from now, I think she's going to regret this. Dan Quayle became very obscure.
Right.
Maybe never achieved any further success after his vice presidency.
Right.
And I do not think that McCain is going to be elected. Bush has been a failure. I don't know if in modern times we've had such a failure as president. None of his policies are successful.
McCain wants to continue them. The weird thing is that John McCain used to be a maverick. He used to distance himself from the Bush administration. But when push came to shove, he was against the Bush tax cuts. Now he's for the Bush tax cuts. He was against the Confederate flag in South Carolina, and then he was for it, and now he's against it. He was against the religious intolerant Falwell and Robertson, and now he's for it. He was, Iraq, he was for the Bush policy, then against the Bush policy. Now, for the guy can't keep his act straight. And I honestly think at the end of the day, you're absolutely right, Dan. It has to do with the fact that McCain is a gambler. He's that craps player. He loves the excitement of the roll of the dice. And Sarah Palin is that roll of the dice. We'll be right back after the hour. I am Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall, but that shouldn't stop you from calling in. 888-653-7543. We'll be right back at the top of the hour. Don't miss more about Sarah Palin.